This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Bring it on. That's the reaction of Donald Trump's running mate J.D. Vance to word that President Biden's dropped out of the race for the White House and endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with reaction.
President Biden made history today.
Democratic strategist Nathan Daschle says the president rightly concluded he is not the best choice to beat Donald Trump, but is Vice President Kamala Harris, whom the president has endorsed.
People can see the growth in her, the maturity in her decision-making.
Democratic Congressman Jim Clyburn, a Biden campaign co-chair, says he's proud to back Harris. A handful of men who were discussed as potential Harris running mates are also endorsing her, as are Bill and Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama, among others, is holding off. Sagar Magani, Washington.
How do voters feel? The AP's Jennifer King has that.
I think it was a smart move and a smart decision on his part to step aside.
In President Biden's hometown, Scranton, Pennsylvania, Eric Boylan was thankful and relieved to hear the 81-year-old Democrat has dropped out of the presidential contest.
Let somebody a little bit younger, more vigorous go up against somebody like Donald Trump.
In nearby Dunmore,
it's about time. He should have dropped out a long time ago.
Donald Trump supporter Christine Stoll thinks Biden should step down altogether.
Leave the White House. He's not mentally stable enough to run this country.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is on his way to the U.S. to meet with President Biden and address Congress. He says America and Israel stand together, no matter who the president is. FlightAware is still reporting some delays and cancellations. Airlines have been restoring operations after that faulty software update caused a global IT outage. This is AP News. We've got more for you now on those flight cancellations. The AP's Donna Warder.
Delta Airlines said Sunday that flight cancellations continued as it tried to recover its systems and restore operations following Friday's outage that has resulted in the cancellations of more than 3,500 Delta and Delta Connection flights. Delta has been offering waivers to customers. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he reminded Delta Chief Executive Ed Bastian on Sunday that the airline must provide prompt refunds to customers who choose not to be rebooked. FlightAware said there were more than 1,460 cancellations on Sunday within, into, or out of the U.S., and that Delta and United Airlines topped those cancellations. I'm Donna Warder.
If you're driving, gas is $3.50 a gallon this morning, down a couple of cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.